Good morning, boys and girls. It's so nice to see all of you here. I'm going to ask you a question, but you don't have to answer it out loud. Do you know of anybody who lost their job, or maybe they had to move away from their house? I'm going to share with you a secret, okay, that you can share with them. It's a secret that is a different kind of a secret. It's a secret I want you to tell everybody, okay? And I have some pictures I'm going to show you. And Elizabeth is going to be my beautiful desk this morning so you can see. Now, this is the scripture verse, and this is the secret, okay? It says, "But my God shall supply all your need." Philippians 4:19. Can we say that together? "But my God shall supply all your need." Philippians 4:19. So I want you to remember, who's going to supply all your need? God. And how many of your needs? Just some of them? No, all of them. Okay? All of them. That's right. Can I have you sit over here so they can see? Thank you. Roman, can you sit right here so they can see? I'm going to tell you a story about two basic needs. So it's going to be kind of two stories in one. Can you sit that long? Okay, if I show you lots of pictures, you can sit that long. Can you think of two basic needs that you have? Do you need food? You need food? Yes, and shelter. You need a place to live. Well, this story is about two basic needs. Food to eat and a place to live. Okay? Many years ago, maybe before some of you were even born, my family and I used to live right here on this island. And we used to come to this church every Sabbath. And the Lord was speaking to us, and we felt that He was telling us to move to the country. So you know what we did? We looked and looked and looked. We went on the computer and we flew on the airplane and we looked and looked for just the right place in the country. We looked at house after house after house for almost 2 years. And finally we found what seemed to be the perfect house. And when the papers got all ready for us to sign, something interesting happened. The money we were going to use for that house wasn't available to us anymore. So we couldn't buy the house. But you know, God is very good. Have you ever heard someone say, "Where there's a will, there's a way"? Do you know what that means? It means if you really want something bad enough, you'll find a way to get it. That's what it means. But I'm going to tell you what God has shown us. God has shown us when it's God's will, He will make the way. That's something for you to remember. When it's God's will, He will make the way. And so He did. After we didn't have money to buy a house, we found a house in the country on Molokai that we didn't have to buy. The owners asked us just to live there and take care of it for them. So that's where we've been. For the last 8 years, almost 9 years, we've been just taking care of that house for them. And this is a picture of that house. You can see it's right over the beach. And when we look out, we see the beautiful sunrise and we see whales. And we have lots of fun there. So God has really taken care of us and taken care of that basic need, hasn't He? So we have a place to live. Now I'm going to tell you about food to eat. Do any of you remember the story? Can you sit down here, please, so the kids behind you can see? Thank you. Do you remember the story in the Bible of when Elijah was fed by birds? Do you remember that? Well, I'm going to tell you a story of honeybees feeding a family. You want to hear that story? It's a true story, too. Well, after we got to Molokai, some years after, we had an idea. Do you know where all good ideas come from? That's right, they come from God. The Bible says all good gifts come from the Father of lights. That's God. So He gave us this idea to start a honeybee business. And so we planned and we planned, and we were able to put together a plan and receive a grant. Do you know what a grant is? It's like a gift. Did anybody ever give you money and say, I want you to use this to buy a new dress or to buy new shoes or to buy school supplies? You would never think of using that money to buy toys, would you? You'd use it for what they told you. Well, that's what a grant is. So we received a grant to start a honeybee business. And we had one problem. First of all, it was very hard to find somebody to sell us honeybees because there's nobody here in Hawaii that sells honeybees. So we finally found a place on Kauai, and we received the grant, we received the money, so we started making everything ready. We had to build the boxes for the bees to live in, so we had to build bee houses, we had to find a place to keep them, and we had it all ready finally. And so we called the place on Kauai, and we said, we're ready for the bees, send them over. And you know what they said? They said, oh, we're sorry. We can't sell you any bees. We don't have enough bees of our own. What are we going to do? That wasn't our money that we used for that business. But you know what? We got another idea. Where do you think that idea came from? It was a good idea. That's right. Good ideas come from God. The idea was maybe there's some wild bees on the island of Molokai somewhere. We don't know where they are, but other people might know. So we put up a poster all around our island that said, please call us if you know where there are honeybees. We thought maybe there'd be, do you think there'd be 10 beehives that people would know about? We thought maybe there'd be 10. Then we'd have 10 beehives. Well, you know what happened? People started to call us. And they said, we know of a beehive. Can you see the beehive in this picture? Can you see it? It's right here, hanging in a tree. The beehive is right by these people. Do you know who these people are? This is my family and me. And we have special suits so we don't get hurt. And look, the beehive is right here, hanging in the tree, easy for us to get. So we got that beehive. Praise the Lord. Now we have a business. We have one beehive. And you know what happened? Another call came. And another, and another. And pretty soon, we had people calling us to get more beehives from trees, and from their roofs, and from the inside of their houses in their walls, and from the outside of their houses in their walls. And pretty soon, we had lots and lots of beehives. Can you sit down, please? Thank you. Lots of beehives, yes. And do you know what lots of beehives means? Lots of bees means lots of work. So the bees make wax, and we have lots of work with the wax. Elizabeth uses the wax to make perfume and chapstick and salve. And Tabitha, her big sister, uses the wax to make candles and surfboard wax. And Elijah uses the honey to make salad dressing. And they sell all those things. And guess what else the bees do for us? They make lots and lots of honey. So we get to eat the honey, and then we can sell the honey. Now, I have a question for you. When I told you I was going to tell you a story about honeybees feeding a family, did you kind of have this picture in mind? Do you see the bees feeding these people? Did you think there was going to be bees flying to the mouth of the people and feeding them, kind of like the birds did for Elijah? It's not quite like that. The birds do bring us food. They bring us honey, and we go gather it, and we can eat it. And then we can sell it to buy the other things that we need to eat. So the birds feed us, the bees feed us with the honey. And I'm going to allow each one of you to have a special treat. Our bees are going to feed you today too. So I have a special treat for you, but I want you to promise me something. When you go back to your seats, I want you to give your special treat to your parents so you don't be tempted to eat them in the sanctuary. And then after you eat them and it's all empty, the straw is all empty, I want you to promise me you're going to throw it in the rubbish, okay? Now, this is the important thing for you to remember. It's exciting to think that the bees are going to feed you today, isn't it? But what's more exciting is to know that God will supply all of our needs all the time. So you can share this with people who are worried about how they're going to live or eat. You can share them, my God will supply all your needs. Okay, so before you go back to your seats, I want you to come up here and we'll share with you a honey stick, okay? Okay.